It's a deal that's supposed to help Lebanon with its acute energy crisis, but officials acknowledge this was about much more. Jordan will be supplying electricity that will transit through Syria in another step toward ending that country's isolation.
It is really the cooperation between the Arab states that we are talking about here that we, in our modest assessment, has suffered over the last years. And it is time, really, to rebuild the work.
This is the first time a member of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's government has come to Beirut in an official capacity in more than a decade. Syria has been shunned by much of the world for its harsh crackdown on peaceful protesters.
Lebanon never cut ties with Syria, but relations with President Assad are a divisive issue here. So successive governments avoided engaging with the Syrians until now.
But Syria's permission was not enough for the deal to be agreed. Lebanon's president and prime minister have said the U.S. has assured it will not impose any sanctions as a result of the deal. But in Washington, the State Department told Al Jazeera that it has not waived any of its sanctions that prohibit transactions with the Assad government.
Recently, the Biden administration shifted policy. I think there are two main reasons. First is to balance or to mitigate Lebanon's dependence on Iran for energy, especially after Hezbollah imported gas and fuel from Iran last year. And second is to maintain U.S. influence in Lebanon.
Washington appears to have turned a blind eye as Assad's Syria gradually returns to the Arab fold, but it insists it won't support normalization with Assad's government without a political solution to the conflict in the country.
But those exemptions are not sufficient enough, I think, in order to say that Syria is qualified or is accepted by the international community, especially the United States, to go back to the Arab League.
But those objections haven't stood in the way of a deal that won't provide more than 2 additional hours of electricity a day.
We, the Syrian government, support all phases of Arab normalization and cooperation.
Power outages are lasting 22 hours a day in a country that's nearly bankrupt and can't buy fuel, and where politicians refuse to reform a crumbling sector riddled with corruption. Instead, they are accused of focusing on short-term fixes that appear to prioritize the politics behind the deal. Zana Khudr, Al Jazeera, Beirut.